Quran Quest on Iran Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, here sitting with me in the studio. Assalamu alaikum and greetings to you, Sayyid, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, especially on this special day of the birthday of Imam Reza. Since we are living in Iran and we are proud actually to house him and his holy shrine in Mashhad, Iran. And such an auspicious occasion. So congratulations to everyone. We talked about the first seven verses of 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takfir, so far in the previous episodes of Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. And if you missed our programs, you can easily access us or access the information which is available on actually iranradio.ir. So basically, it's just at the click of a mouse for you. Well, before we move on with the other verses of this chapter, I invite you to listen to the first few verses of 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takfir, and then when we come back, we continue our program, Quran Quest, on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وإذا النفوس زوجت
And when the souls are paired.
وإذا الموءودة سئلت
And when the girl who was buried alive is asked
بأي ذنب قتلت
For what sin she was killed.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, discussing with me regarding the 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takfir in general, and the 8th verse we are going to start, actually, in this episode in particular. Sayyid, the translation given for the 8th verse of Surah Al-Takfir reads, when the girl buried alive will be asked. What's the question and who's going to ask him this question? And lots of questions just like this.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذَا الْمَعُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ So we have to read these two verses together.
Together.
The meaning comes together when the infant girl, talking about an infant girl who has been buried alive, she will be asked for what sin was she killed.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's talk about Ma'uda. Ma'uda is the passive, the object form of from something from the wa'd in Arabic, wa'd, like wa'd. It has two possible meanings. The one which comes to mind is specifically an infant girl who has been buried alive. Ma'uda, wa'izal ma'udatu su'ilat. It means directly the person, the lady, the girl who has been killed and buried alive. Or it could mean word from something which has a burden, has a weight. And then it refers to the infant which is coming out of the burden which was maybe given birth to by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So in any case, it refers to women, girls who were killed in the age of ignorance, in the age of Jahiliya, before the advent of Islam, who were, it was a routine matter, not in the whole of the Arab Peninsula, not all tribes.
Sayyid, you were talking about this tribe specifically, right? That they used to actually bury alive their newly born girls, right? Or babies who happen to be females, so they used to do that. Is there any specific reason that they used to do that? Was it because of the poverty, for example, they did it? Or no, they would do it just out of, for example, the kind of social stigma which was attached to giving birth, for example, to females?
It could be all of these reasons. It could be any one of these reasons. I mean, it was something either prevalent in the whole of the Arab world, but I don't think so, as it is mentioned in some of the narrations, that it was specifically in some particular tribe named Kinda or Kanda, maybe, and some small tribes. But
yes.
But the Quran refers to it because it's a very big atrocity. Why did they do it? Because they used to, maybe it was the social stigma, or it was because they didn't want females to be, they would become burdensome, they would not be able to work, the women would not be able to earn a living, they would not be a source of income for the family. So what is mentioned is that when the mother was going to give birth, a pit would be dug, and the mother would be made to sit on the top of that, near the top of the pit. And if she gave birth to a girl, she would be immediately thrown into that pit and covered. It was such a
horrendous act.
So this was happening because they didn't want, the women folk didn't have any respect and honor and dignity in their eyes, or they were maybe, they could not be bread earners for the family, or maybe even there was this suspicion that maybe when they grow up and there's a war between the tribes, the women folk would be taken prisoners and enslaved. So that would be something against the honor of that tribe. So they would kill them off, lest they get caught become prisoners of wars.
War
and then enslaved. Maybe this was also...
And the social consequences that would actually go with the territory. Thank you very much, Sayyid. Let's take a short break and then we'll get back after the break and we continue our program, Quran Quest, on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
You are listening to Quran Quest on Iran Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your Quranic questions.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, my guest speaker, talking with me about the 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takfir, and in particular, we are focusing on the verse 8 and also the verse 9. Well, you were explaining about the reasons why those tribes, not in all Arabian Peninsula, used to bury alive their newly born females, right? And my question is that, well, is this verse or the two verses, 8 and 9, referring to a situation or scenario where all of these interpretations refer to, basically, and these verses, of course, refer to, that they are gathered together and they are asked and questioned, interrogated by God or the angels on the day of resurrection. Why did you kill, for example, your girls?
Yes. So basically, it's talking about that heinous crime which was committed by the people of that of the age of ignorance, and it is being condemned, and it has become such a big issue that the Quran is, though it is talking in the next few verses, Waizal Suhuf Nushirat,
yes,
is talking about that the books of the actions and practices will be opened up and they,
yes,
will be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
But this is specifically being specially mentioned as a special case.
This example was extracted or taken out
of that book.
Of that book,
yes.
Uh-huh.
And especially because it wanted to give the importance, show that the Quran, Islam, lays a great deal of importance to the status of women.
Mm-hmm.
That this special issue is being highlighted and projected in this chapter, and mind you, this evil exists today even in various other forms.
Mm. How so?
I mean, when you talk about nowadays, people want to, they don't want a female child. Abortion takes place.
Yes, but when abortion takes place, they don't care about whether it's about actually the female born or male born, you know. They abort it anyway, right?
Of course, but sometimes they say, oh, we want a boy, we don't want a girl.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe nowadays they want to, you know, even some sort of intervention where they can determine the
sex of the child.
The gender of the child.
Yes.
So such abhorrent acts continue.
I see.
So
you have two worldviews here, actually. The first worldview is talking about, like, burying alive, for example, their living babies and infants. And on the other hand, we have this worldview, which is given by Islam so much respect and so much reverence, in fact, to the status of the women. And you see, so much so that you would say that the heaven is under the feet of the women or mothers, right?
Exactly. So the importance is so much that especially, and this crime is such of a great nature that now the question is, why is the girl being asked?
Uh-huh.
Is she answerable for a crime given by carried out by
their parents?
The parents who...
Are the girls asked?
No. So this symbolic way of presentation by the Quran, this is a special technique that the Quran is using to say that the person who has perpetrated this crime is not even worthy of mention.
Ah.
He or she will be answerable. But, for example, you can say that it is a metaphorical way of, you know, referring to the fact that the importance is being given to the girl, to the female. She's, mm-hmm, being respected and she's being asked about the criminal who has carried out that. And the criminal will be punished for that. The person who has committed that crime will be answerable and will be punished for that. And he or she is not even mentioned at all, as if she or he does not have any worth in the eyes of the Quran,
uh-huh,
that that perpetrator of the crime should even be mentioned. So this is a way of the discourse of the Quran. It's a way in which, an eloquent way of showing that the person who is being sinned is being questioned,
mm-hmm,
and she is being asked to refer to explain who did this crime.
I see.
And as a result of that, that person will be brought to justice.
It's a very interesting point, Sayyid, you mentioned that the victim is being brought up, actually,
yeah,
or attached importance to, rather than the person who actually, you know, made him or her, let's say, here in this situation, her, a victim, right?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Sayyid. That's, I think, a very interesting point to end our episode of the Quran Quest, this program on IRIB English Radio. You can easily access any information you like by just, going to our website, iranradio.ir. And we talked about the first 8th or 9th verses of the 81st chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takwir. Of course, we haven't come to the end of the interpretation and the meaning and the questions regarding this chapter. And inshallah, hopefully, we'll do that in the upcoming episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.